Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to fill you up, hit you with the gas. Give you stuff you're gonna need, hope these things will last. Send you on your way, hope you find that path. Go and pack your bag, walk with them, don't you dare look back.
Stop. Yeah, I'm running out of gas, it's about time I hit the Exxon. Finish line approaching, couple X and then the Prince come. Trinity up on me, that's a 3 on the whip. But you can't earn heart from the Lord that take accepting that. That 20 seconds came and went like a season. It's overtime, extra laps, gas really needed. The way like the eye of a needle. I'm trying to grab people, gas them up and let them roll like a diesel. Yeah. Car swipe, payment decline, I couldn't pay for that. Woman put the rag in the tank, I couldn't stay for that. Come and get your fuel from the maker, I'ma pray for that. Cause many getting fuel from the earth like they saving that.
I'm about to fill you up, hit you with the gas. Give you stuff you're gonna need, hope these things will last. Send you on your way, hope you find that path. Go and pack your bag, walk with them, don't you dare look back, nah. I'm about to fill you up, fit you with the gas. Give yourself you're gonna need, hope these things will last. Send you on your way, hope you find that path. Go and pack your bag, walk with them, don't you dare look back, yeah. I was on a broken road, taking easy street. Jezebel wanted me, we did the meet and greet. Ew. I was so ashamed, almost didn't leave. So afraid to face the truth, close my eyes, I couldn't see. Then he woke me up out of the sleep, told me it was ill. No more zombie walking, took the stake, told me it was kill. Took it right into my heart, he spoke to me, I heard it clear. He said, yo man, that's a dead end, go and get up out of there. So I faced the music, devil muted, suited with the armor. Started chasing Jesus, trying to put my hands up on his garment. Telling y'all I was a goner. You up, hit you with the gas. Give you stuff you're gonna need, hope these things will last. Send you on your way, hope you find that path. Go and pack your bag, walk with them, don't you dare look back, nah. I'm about to fill you up, hit you with the gas. Give you stuff you're gonna need, hope these things will last. Send you on your way, hope you find that path. Go and pack your bag, walk with them, don't you dare look back, nah.
Yeah, I'm about to hit them with the gas. Fumes, test somebody, go hit light and matches. Going up in flames, fill you with fire in Jesus' name. This is not a game, they gon' need Abba to send the rain. Turn me up, I gotta rep the Christ. Let the world know about a sacrifice. I became his life and he paid the price. And he resurrected after 3 nights. Give me the mic, I'ma shine my light. Better be prepared, this is spiritual fight. I ain't playing games, I'ma rep the name. You can keep the fame, I'ma bring a change, yeah.
I'ma rep the king, cause he set me free. You should let him fill you up if he's stuck on E. Yeah, I'm gassed up, ready for whatever. Jesus, take the will, I promise, can't nobody do it better, yeah.
I'm about to fill you up, hit you with the gas. Give you stuff you're gonna need, hope these things will last. Send you on your way, hope you find that path. Go and pack your bag, walk with him, don't you dare look back, nah. I'm about to fill you up, hit you with the gas.
Hey, yo, what's going on? It's your boy DJ MYK. Torn Straits most definitely up in the building, and you rocking with the Candid Convos. It's the show with the most recent topics and the hottest music known to man. Go ahead and keep it locked.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Candid Convo crew, man. Candid Convo fam, what's going on, man? Today is Tuesday. It's another lituation, man. And, you know, me and Martin the Greatest, we got something special on the hook for y'all tonight because we got the homie Daniel Anthony as our guest. Martin the Greatest, man, are you there, bro?
Yeah, bro. You know I'm here, man. Tonight is the first, bro. Tonight is the first. This is the first time we have artists or anybody who have two first names, because his name is Daniel.
Very true.
So he got two first names. So this is the first. This is a big show, man. We ain't never had an artist with two first names.
Very true, very true. what do you think about that that track that I played during the intro, BRM featuring Brody Da Vinci and the homie Drew Legendary with Gad from their new project titled Overtime?
Man, that thing was bananas. Go ahead and get the ice cream sundae, bro. That thing bananas, man.
Amen. Well, Daniel is on the line. Daniel Anthony, are you there, bro? Can you hear us clear?
Amen. Yes, I can. The first name, two first names got me.
How you doing this Tuesday night, man? How you doing?
Doing blessed. How about you guys?
I'm great. Marty's great. We're going to go ahead and give you a hand clap of praise for joining us on tonight before we get into these topics, because you could be anywhere else,
Amen.
But you're here with us.
Amen.
Now, I do know that you have been a guest on the KS Radio Show, so it's not unfamiliar territory, but this is your first time on Candid Convos, so we're honored to have you on tonight, and of course, with you being our guest, we are going to get into the topics because you picked them out in order, during the pre-show meeting. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's listening live. Shout-out to my sister, Kanisha, that's listening live, as well as Tavy So Wavy. Of course, we miss our sis, and anybody that's listening live through the internet link or if you're listening live on the phone. So, Daniel Anthony, man, we're going to go ahead and get into these first topic of the night. The first topic goes to this Texas man. Yeah, a man that was jailed for lying about COVID relief funds. He went out and bought Rolexes and Lamborghinis. I got to know, I have to know, Daniel, as our guest, what are your thoughts about this man using his money in improper ways?
You know what's funny? The first thing that came to mind when we were reading this is, what's done in the dark will come to the light, period. You got to remember, in order to be able to get these, if you guys know anything about these PPP loans, you have to, number one, know what you're doing. You have to understand how you're answering these questions. So it's not just by mistake, I just tripped over, all these applications and got $1.6 million. No, he submitted these things purposely, to gain as much money as he could, which, I understand why some people do that. But what does the Bible say? The love of money is the root of all
evil.
That's the truth.
And he got caught. Things are good and fine, until all of a sudden, oops.
So according to the article, it says that he was 30 years old. He laundered money and committed wire fraud by opening three shell companies in front as a front to hide illegal activity. He had submitted a fake driver's license and tax records and according to his loan request, and it caught up to him. I don't know how many loans he took out, but it caught up to him. Marty the Greatest, man. What are your thoughts, bro?
Look, man, I kind of agree with Daniel, but the fact of the matter is that scripture is always right. But not too many things are done in the dark these days. Not too many things can be done in the dark these days. We got cameras everywhere. We got camera phones everywhere, okay?
Right.
Catching everything. We catching racism. We catching ratchetness, because of camera phones, all right? So not too many things can be done in the dark. This dude is just, let's just call it how it is. Yes, this is a Christian show, but it's also a candid show. It's stupid, okay? Let's just be honest
right.
What it is. This guy ain't too bright. He's not the brightest crayon in the crayon box, okay, ladies and gentlemen? I don't understand it, man. Look, if you know anything about these PPP loans, one thing you got to understand is you have to tell these people what you're going to do with the money. And what he just thought that these people was going to follow up, This is the government. They follow up on everything. Did you get your dog
everything.
On social security code?
Right.
Did you get your D2? Did you get your vaccine shots? They follow up on everything, man. Oh, man. Take this dude to the trash, Alicio.
So, well, I'm not going to take him to the trash, but he has been, you know, sentenced to 9 years in prison. I'm not going to have to do nothing because the government already did it. He acquired $1.6 million by submitting a fake paycheck. First of all, you know, these programs has been around since May. I mean, they ended May 31st, 2021. So he's had,
right.
you know, this money for, you know, a little bit of a while. But he's 30 years old. You would think, you know, I'm not sure if he has a private education or like a public education. But whatever kind of education he got, you should know better than use anything fake because it's going to catch up to you. And it caught up to him. Unfortunately, let's hope his, you know, I don't know if he has any kids or not, but hopefully he would do better after these 9 years behind jail. But behind bars in jail. I am sorry to say this, but apparently he wanted to stunt. He wanted to flex. And the government caught up to him, and definitely he's gonna. What did my mom always say? If you can't do the time, don't commit the crime. You committed this crime, so now you got to pay this time. Marty, man, what you think, man?
Indeed.
Alicio, like he's an expensive dude. He's, you know, he got expensive taste. You know what I'm saying? So. Hopefully he could get with a nice brother in jail, you know, who can take care of him, you know, and give him what he needs, you know, fulfill his expensive.
Anyway, crazy situation, crazy story, bro.
You gonna get saved or you gonna clutch your pearls?
Now, you know, Daniel Anthony is our guest. A little bit about Daniel is, you know, he's a musician. He makes music for a living, and he makes gospel soul music. And, of course, we got two of his songs in queue, but we're going to talk about this second topic because, Daniel, if I'm not mistaken, you're a father, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so as fathers and, you know, mothers and parents, we're supposed to do right by our children, right?
Indeed.
You know, teach them, you know, in the ways of the Lord, we're supposed to bring them up the right way. Teach them respect, teach them what love is,
right.
Blase, blase, blase. Protect and provide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I'm not mistaken, last week, the little boy, what, 11 years old, that shot all those people in Michigan, now his parents have been charged. Yeah. With involuntary manslaughter counts,
right.
By the way. Yeah, apparently they knew he was a troubled child. And they allowed him to have, you know, access to the gun or whatever. And now the parents are charged as well as their child, their son.
Right.
Daniel Anthony, man, as a father, man, I you got to weigh in, bro. I need your feedback. I need your perspective. What are your thoughts about the parents? The mother and father of this troubled teenager being charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's two things here. You know, first of all, you know, if they're the type of parents that had not a care in the world as to where they left their guns and whatnot, you know, and if they were the type of parents that didn't, you know, necessarily give their kid the right to go in and access the gun, you know, they were trying to keep it away or whatever, they were trying to be safe. I think it's one thing because, you know, obviously there's certain things that are wrong with a certain amount of people, let alone kids these days, especially with everything that kids have to go through, right? But that depends on how they're raising them. So if these parents were the type of parents to actually, you know, be diligent in how they're trying to raise him, and they were just dealing with a lot of stuff because of whatever he was going through. Let's say he had a mental issue, whatever. Then it would be kind of hard to not feel bad for them to get charges because it's like, okay, well, there's a history of them trying to, you know, rear the child in the way that he should go, right? Excuse me. But if the situation is as it seems, which is it seems like they're not those type of parents, then yeah, you know, you have the responsibility. You're responsible for your child. And if you yep. have any kind of weapons in your household, I mean, it's just the same thing as far as like when people go to go through foster care and whatnot, the system makes sure that the family that they're going to has some kind of safety going on. Okay, you don't have yeah. guns, you don't have drugs, you know, otherwise you're not even going to be considered to be a foster family, right? So if they're yeah. doing that for foster families, then they need to enforce these things with regular parents as well, you know what I mean? So obviously these things are being put into place where they're not being careful and they're the ones that are showing them, kind of like with Kyle Rittenhouse. If he was found guilty, which he should have been, the mother should have been charged as well because she's the one who drove down there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I definitely believe that they need to be held accountable for what they allowed to happen because I highly doubt they didn't know. They can't you know, be, oh, I didn't know my child was doing. Yeah, you did. Yeah, there's no way that you couldn't have known.
I know it's a crazy story. I know that. And
oh, yeah.
They were charged with 4 counts each.
Man.
Of involuntary manslaughter. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Marty, man, make sense of it, man. What's your feedback, bro?
So I'm here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to – because Daniel said he don't know what type of parents they were. So I'm going to tell y'all what type of parents they are. I'm not – I'm going to forego my feedback. I'm just going to tell y'all what type of parents they were, and then I'm going to get y'all feedback on it. That sound good?
Indeed.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. This is the type of parents they were. They actually, the weapon that he used to shoot up the school, the parents brought to them. The prosecutor have text messages stating that they brought that weapon for the 14-year-old son. That's number one. Number two, one of the teachers found ammunition in his bag. This was weeks, probably months prior. Told his mother. His mother, the prosecutor found a text that told where the mother said, "I'm not mad at you. Just next time, don't get caught."
Mm-mm.
So that's the other part.
Right, there you go.
What these parents are now.
Open and shut.
The teacher passed by this kid's desk, seeing that he had a picture that said "Help me," and had. Drew a person getting shot, blood hole with blood spilling out the bullet hole wound. The teacher say, "Oh, let me go bring this to the principal." Bring it to the principal. Now, this is on the day that the shooting happened. They call the parents. The parents come to the office. They tell them, "Look, you need some help. Y'all need to get him some help." The parents tell the school, "You overblowing this." The school say, "Take the kid home." The parents say, "No, we ain't taking him home. We pay y'all to teach him. Y'all overblowing it. We leaving him here. Leave the school." All the while, this kid had that weapon that they brought for him in his bag.
Mm-hmm.
The school should have asked him, did they have he'd have the weapon on him now at the moment? But I'm not blaming him, but because they didn't know that there was a gun in place. But they should have definitely been tracking on the ammunition. But that's neither here nor there. So the kid goes in the bathroom, comes out the bathroom with the weapon, starts spraying up the place. And as the kid is spraying up the place, his mother shoots him a text message that says, "Don't do it."
Right, so that says that she knew about
something. Hold on. Daniel, I promise, I'm going to let you go.
Go ahead.
You're ready to go. I know you're ready. They flee from the town. They lawyer contact the police and says they not fleeing. They ran for their safety because they didn't want other, you know, parents to try to kill them. When the cops caught them, notice, because he said they wasn't running, but they never did came back in town to turn themselves in. When the cops caught them, someone helped them break into a building to try to hide from the cops.
Mm.
All right. What is your thought, Stan?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure that I give a correction, because I definitely wasn't saying that I didn't know what kind of parents they were. I was saying it'd be different if they were the kind of parents who didn't know what was going on with their child, you know, or they were trying to, you know, raise them right. So I will say that if it was that type of situation, then that'd be different. But because it was not, you know, yeah, of course, they need to be up under the jail just as much as he is, because they obviously knew every single thing of what was going to happen. Just to be – even just texting him, "Ethan, don't do it," that lets you know right there, oh, okay, well, you had some kind of heads up. So you didn't call the school. You didn't call the cops. You didn't, you know, let them know what was going to happen. And you know what I mean? They obviously thought that that he might not do it. And that just doesn't really make any sense, considering everything that has come to light so far.
Oh, yeah. Leave him.
I'm just going to say this. I am in a state of shock as I'm reading through the article right now. And, of course, the parents are white, you guys, because Ethan is white. But yeah, I'm just, like, really taken aback. Like, the parents knew. I mean, of course, they didn't know the gun was in his book bag, but they knew enough. I'm still trying to figure out, what does a 14-year-old, 15-year-old teenager need an automatic, a semi-automatic gun for? What does he need it for at 15? What are you shooting at 15? You should be reading books or, you know, playing video games or something. I mean, that's what I was doing at 15. Or you know, chasing girls, because, you know, I was doing that too, you know. But yeah, not shooting up schools and not even having the desire to even want a gun. And the father or mother, whoever brought it as a Christmas present, y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. And now they have been caught. Now the whole family going to be in jail for Christmas. So I wonder what the lesson that they learned through this. Lord Jesus, I thought Christmas time was a time for family. Yeah, y'all going to be family, all right, in jail, in different prison jails. Congratulations.
They are all in the same jailhouse. So they kept them together. You know.
Wow.
I guess I'm not sure
it's
for Christmas.
It's still an unbelievable story. Still unbelievable.
And He's being tried as an adult.
And he needs to be. He took four lives.
Yeah.
The saddest thing, again, that's what I was going to say, Lisa. The saddest thing is that the parents in action caused four people their kids.
Right.
Four sets of parents, or eight parents, I don't know the situation, but I know four kids ago. And 11 people.
Four kids are dead, and 11 people were shot, I think, out of the other seven. They're injured, and among those other seven that were shot were teachers and students as well. So 11 people shot, four dead. Yeah, he deserves to be in jail. He deserves to be in jail. The parents do, too, because they knew about him.
It's a flabbergasting story. It is profiling of worst parenting ever. Lisa, I don't know if you remember, but you remember we did the story about the mother who got some jail time for covering up?
Of course I do, because the boy took the knife and killed the girl at 1 a.m. Who could forget that story?
Yeah.
Who could forget that story? What the kids outside walking at 1 o'clock in the morning for? Yeah, Marty, exactly. I remember that story, yes.
The mother tried
to wash the blood off the clothes, yes, I remember.
Those parents made these parents look like saints. I mean, made them look like saints. It's crazy.
Wow.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into some music because, you know, it's 9:24. We got a little bit of time with the homie Daniel Anthony. And, you know, he's our guest on tonight. So we want to honor him by, you know, giving him enough time. So, like I mentioned earlier, Daniel Anthony, you are a musician, you are a singer, you make gospel soul music. So you released two songs.
Yes, sir.
The day, was it on Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving Day, yeah.
Okay, on Thanksgiving Day. He also he released two videos. It was a double single. That's the professional terminology we use. So,
there you go. Yeah.
Tell me the inspiration behind your song titled He's Good. I want to let everybody know now that when Daniel emailed it over probably about a week or two before Thanksgiving, I fell in love with He's Good, which is why I'm playing it first tonight. But Daniel, what was the inspiration behind He's Good and who produced it?
First of all, it mainly just has to do with how good God is, period. You know, one of the things that we're charged with, you know, when it comes to our relationship with God is to go ye therefore and tell all nations. And one of the things that I think is definitely, you know, important for people to know is just how good God is, you know. And even to the simple things of, you know, opening your eyes in the morning, you know, the movement of your limbs, you know, and for those who don't have them, they still got breath in their lungs, you know what I mean? It's still praising mm-hmm. God for the little things and the big things. So it just has to do with, you know, how good God is on a daily basis. And He's good no matter what, no matter how good we are not. He's still good. He's still the same God.
Amen. Well, Marty, well, actually, you know what? Daniel, who produced the track?
Oh, yes, you did ask that question. the person who produced the track, his name is Darrell Banks. And he's one of my most favorite producers. I actually started hearing his music, I would say, at the beginning of this year. I found him on YouTube. He hails out of Virginia. Shout out to Darrell Banks. And he's got a wonderful style. He knows how to do the boom bap. He knows how to do the trap. You know what I mean? He knows how to do pretty much anything. I've heard him even do a couple of rock style songs, you know, tracks. And I just fell in love with his music, you know, and it had to do, excuse me, it was at a point where I was kind of not getting a good vibe on trying to produce my own tracks. And I needed some inspiration. So I was like, you know, let me listen to some tracks. And I, you know, stumbled upon him, and I just was like, you know what, I got to have these songs, you know what I mean? So I reached out to him, and, you know, we talked a little while, you know, on chat, on Instagram, and, you know, I just let him know what I wanted to do. And, you know, I was going to, I was downloading his beats and writing to them, and this one, He's Good and Wherever I Go were two of my most favorite ones that I got from him.
Amen. Well, Marty, are you ready for this music, man? You ready for this exclusive sneak peek?
Let's go. Actually, I really, really like He's Good, so I'm ready. It's a riding song you can ride to, so I'm ready to hear.
Amen. Glory to God.
All right. Well, here is Daniel Anthony with He's Good featuring Ryland Jr.
Yes, sir.
Check it out right here on Candid Convos, man. Let's get it. Let's turn up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Listen, James 1:17 says, whatever was good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. So I just want to tell you about how good God is today. And if you know like I know, then you'll praise Him with me. Amen? Come on, let's go. Listen. Let me tell you about the way that He loves and the way that He gives so graciously. Yeah. Can't explain every single blessing that He's given to me in my life. Every time I try to wrap my head around it, I just can't. Because I know all of the mess that I've been in. I just can't. No. Some things are feeling in me. No, I gotta let it out. Because I get joy just thinking about all the things He's done for me.
Like how I live and move and
Verse 2,
Ooh, let me tell you just how my life was.
And all the things He saved me from.
mercy by sending my queen. I'm eternally grateful for it. And this praise here will show it. Cause I just wanna tell you how good God is. He's good, so good.
And I want you,
want you to know.
He's good, so good. And I want you to taste and see that he's good,
so good.
And I
got to tell everybody he is good. And I know that he always will be.
Christ Jesus. My daddy gooder than a little bit. Took me from the life that I was living with. Coulda had me die but got me kicking it. How they crucified him, he was innocent. Body laying lifeless and he finished it.
So good.
My heart is where his spirit is. Told me he won't leave me though he should cause of my ignorance. Stubbornness, governing, my yelling at my children. It's a blessing, he don't do the same to me. I got to give him his. So good, he blew breath in Adam's lungs.
He
put darkness to death and made the sun.
He
parted all the waters with the sky. Let the ground get dry. That was before he took the rest from all the fun.
He saw that it was good.
He gon' separate the tear from the beat. You can mash up with the angels or get gnashing at your teeth.
By a bunch.
Yo. Give him a chance to prove himself. Read the word for yourself.
Yeah.
You will learn.
What?
You can tell that
he is
good.
So good.
So good.
And I want you to know.
Listen, he's good, so good, all the time, he's good, yeah.
Hey man, that was the homie Daniel Anthony, man, with that very soulful, very heartfelt track titled He's Good, featuring Rylan Jr. And, you know, Candid Combos wouldn't be the show where it is and what it is without our sponsors. So we want to give a big shout-out to ShalomCheat.com, who is one of our sponsors for this interview on tonight. And we got a quick announcement from ShalomCheat.com. So keep it locked, you guys. Here is the announcement from ShalomCheat.com.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Again, you guys, man, we want to send out a big shout-out to our sponsors, you know, overcomeapparel.com as well as ShalomChic.com. Click the links in the description to check out their apparel and, you know, everything you need for, you know, the holiday season coming up because, you know, Christmas is around the corner. There was Daniel Anthony with He's Good featuring Rylan Jr., Marty, man, what you think about that song, bro?
I told you, bro. I wrote on. I think you sent it to me on Thanksgiving Day. I wrote to it either Friday or Saturday, and I was you know riding, you know, one hand on a wheel, bobbing my head. There's a nice song to ride. And if it can ride,
glory to God.
You know, it's good.
Amen.
Amen. What? It is a powerful reminder, and again, Daniel, I haven't said thank you, so I want to say thank you for, you know, sending it over to me exclusively, the preview.
Amen.
And, you know, giving me the heads up that I could play it when you release it, because I wanted to play it before it was released. And
I know,
right?
I
would have played it. And you was like, brother, hold up. I'm
right.
going to make the video first. It's a process. Do not play it until Thanksgiving, please. So
right,
I honored the request. And but I vibed to it the whole time. So
Amen.
Thanks for sending it over first, the preview. And, again, shout out to your producer that made the track come alive. Daniel Anthony, since you
Amen.
Are a guest,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, some of the listeners don't know who you are. Some of the people that might listen to the rebroadcast don't know who you are. So can you give us a
right.
quick summary of, you know, your testimony? How did you get into music, and how did you, you know, start writing your own music?
Well, I first started, I should say, I kind of got into it when my parents took me to a studio when I was about maybe 6 or 7. But they kind of started teaching me how to sing when I was about 5. And, you know, just kind of went from there, you know what I mean? And my parents had always listened to different types of music, but mostly soul, like, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and to jazz like Al Jarreau, and, you know, a bunch of people, you know, Chaka Khan. And, you know, I've always fallen in love with the sound of soul music itself. To the point where when I got older, it was just something that I wanted to do. Of course, you know, everybody wanted to be Michael Jackson, you know, when he was out with Thriller, you know what I mean? So that was definitely me at the time, you know, but I also liked Prince. So, you know, but I liked his music. I didn't like the way he dressed, but, you know, it was just something that I felt was always, you know, there, and I was always interested in doing it. But I never really got a chance to, you know, well, let me rephrase that. I didn't take my chance to sing too much because my dad's a singer as well. And I always felt like, you know, kind of not embarrassed, but shy to sing in front of him. And then he kind of, you know, coaxed me into doing a talent show. And then from there, it just kind of kept growing and growing. And I was a part of a couple of R&B groups, I would say before 98. And then, which that's showing my age as well too. And it wasn't until 04, after I was already starting to put together my own R&B project in 2003, it was about 04 when I got saved. And I just, you know, I just felt the tug to want to make something different than what I was doing, because I was, you know, I was cursing all over the place. I was talking about things, you know, that most secular artists talk about. And, It wasn't something that I wanted to do anymore. And when I finally got that pull, I just went straight for it, and I started recording more music and, you know, really getting into praising God and giving him the glory that he deserves.
Amen. That's amazing, bro. I know I interviewed you on the KS Radio show, but I don't.
Yes,
I don't recall that part of the testimony. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the first show.
Right.
And catch up to this one. But, yeah, I'm honored that you wanted to be a guest on Candy Convos tonight, which brings us into our third topic. You know, like I mentioned about the parents of the teen, as mothers and fathers, we always have to protect, provide, and, you know, love on our children. So our third topic comes from, you know, a third world country, from Afghanistan, where I believe a couple of weeks ago, an 8-year-old girl was sold into marriage because the economy is collapsing over there. She was sold for $2,000. I don't know how much $2,000 is in their currency, but I know $2,000, with the bills that you got, it'll go like that over here. Maybe $2,000 is a lot of money compared to, you know, a third world country. But the little girl didn't even have a say so. And it's heartbreaking just to read the article and to see that this is how their economy is. This is like a regular thing over there. And it's heartbreaking because the children don't have a say so. I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at the article, read it a little bit before the show or not, but what are your thoughts on this 8-year-old girl being sold into marriage?
I mean, the first thing that pops in my head about this, you know, in reading over it as well, is that, you know, And this is not in any way, shape, or form me saying that I agree with it, because I don't. But we also have to remember that a lot of countries have a lot of different ways. I'll keep it at that. They have a lot of different ways that they do things. And we also have to remember, even back in biblical times, there was a lot of things going on in biblical times that we would not dare to do in these days, you know. So something like that may just be the norm for them, because they're in Afghanistan and other third world countries and whatnot, they're built on fear, because they're being run by people who, you know, the type of people to build that fear up. They thrive on that. So what better way for them in their eyes to get more out of people than to say, well, you know, we'll do this, but you're going to have to give us this. And for us, it's like, no, there's no way, no way in H double hockey sticks that's going to happen, you know, because of how we do things out here, you know, is way different. You know, we look at stuff like that. We hear it just like, you know, we hear about this one. And maybe in a third world country, maybe in a terrorist torn country, but that's something that may be normal to them because times are really bad for them, you know. And who's to say? There's probably a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of people in the U.S. that would probably do the same. We probably just haven't heard a lot about it, because there are people who actually think to themselves, well, dang, I need to have X, Y, and Z in order to live. So what? Okay, well, they want to take my daughter or they want to take my son. And they actually make sense of it in their own mind. When to us, it's like, no, there's no way. I would never do that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's definitely something that is, it's ridiculous. I don't know how I would react if somebody ever came to me and said, by the way, I want to buy your daughter. I don't care if she's 8, 18, 28, doesn't matter. They're not going to get that far to even finish their sentence. But it's a horrible thing. It's a really horrible thing.
I definitely feel you. When I saw the article, it made my heart drop. And I shared it in the chat. Of course, we're a little late with, you know, talking about this, but it's already been on the news. But it's a first,
right,
on Candid Convos. Marty the Greatest, man, what are your thoughts? I know we're all fathers, right? So, Marty, I know you got to feel some type of way about this 8-year-old being sold into marriage, man. Go ahead and weigh in, man. Tap in, man. What are your thoughts, bro?
It's a different subject for me, because I actually been to Afghanistan, served in Afghanistan in the Army.
Oh, wow.
But I do agree with Daniel. If anybody say, can I buy your daughter, the next thing they're going to the next thing they're going to see her do is be eating their teeth. So, you know, which I guess I don't know if they would enjoy that or not. But I will say when I was in Afghanistan, I basically met a secret special forces guy. And in the bag, he had 100 million Afghanistan money. And he told me that translated over to 200,000 in, U.S. dollars. So if you add inflation and stuff like that,
right,
you know, it'd probably be different today. But that's what it was back then. So for a family in Afghanistan to try to come up with $2,000, you know, that's a lot. You know, so to give somebody $2,000 for your daughter is a lot. Now, of course, it's abhorrent. I don't love it or like it at all. But that, like he said, like Daniel said, that's their culture. When I was over there as a soldier, I said to myself, why are we over here? These people are not going to change. This is not going to – they didn't want to change. You know, they wanted to take from us and give everything we had, but they didn't want to change. So, you know, and that is – I mean, we did our best to try to prevent stuff. We tried to give them democracy to prevent stuff like this happening. But now that we are out their country, they're slowly but surely going back to business as usual. So, and what we have to understand is that we have, you know, we have to use this as a teaching point. And God give us dominion over this earth. He give men dominion over this earth. We can, and He have freed us so we can choose life or death. You know, and unfortunately, too many times people choose situations that will lead them to death. So, I mean, we don't like to see it happen, but all I know is that I can teach my kids that, hey, this is what happened. So you have to be grateful to God that you're born in this, on this side of the earth, and because there's some girl who's going to have to live through you, you know, because she can't live.
Right.
She can't go to school and learn. She can't. She has to become a wife at the age of eight years old, where then you can enjoy your childhood. You know what I'm saying? So it can be used. Teaching moment, and most people may say, well, why would God allow something like that to happen? Because He gave us dominion. But the good thing about it is we all have to account for our actions. We all have to account for our actions. And I don't, you know, take no pleasure in saying that the parents going to have to account for their actions. But God is a just God. And what you won't get on earth, you can guarantee you will get in the afterlife.
Amen. I think we have a caller on queue who might want to chime in about this topic. 231-307, you're live.
Okay. All right. I heard this the ex-soldier there from Afghanistan talking about how he, or they, meaning us, I went over to Afghanistan to give democracy to those people. Now, you may have been over there to do that, you know, but that's what you were told, and you sacrificed your life for what you were told. But the Pentagon didn't go over there to give democracy to Iraq or Afghanistan. I don't know. Since you're back home, do you still feel that the American military went over there to give democracy to those people?
Marty.
Yeah, what'd you say? What'd you say, Lisa?
Our caller was asking, do you still feel the same way now that you're home?
Yes, I still do. I still do. People going to, like I said, and that's why I brought up man's dominion because, you know, it says on earth as it is in heaven. The only way
I'm not talking about religious. I'm not talking about any religious persuasion. I'm talking about when you went over to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. When I went over to Afghanistan. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
You said that you went over there to give democracy to those people. And I said, well, maybe you did as an individual soldier because that's what you were told. Right?
Well,
the Pentagon.
Let me clarify. Let me clarify.
Okay.
The government went over to give democracy to that country, and what I said was is that I disagreed with it because it was obvious to me that these people enjoyed living in the way they was living. Now they enjoyed all the stuff we provided for them, you know, things.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. What I'm saying is this, to make it short. The reason why the Pentagon, I don't say we, because we, the American people, didn't have anything to do about it. The Pentagon went over there to Afghanistan and Iraq out of false pretenses. Back in 2002, before Bush went into Iraq, Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell said on video in 2002, they were certain that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. 2003, all of a sudden, they found all this yellow cake. They found all of these weapons of mass destruction, and then they deployed thousands of our boys to go over there. And then they practically did the same thing to go into Afghanistan. Now, we have to remember, neither Iraq nor Afghanistan asked anybody to go over there.
True.
The Pentagon did it on its own. Now, when the Pentagon had the troops march into to Iraq, the people there were very, very glad because Saddam Hussein was being toppled. But they did not ask the American military there. They wanted them out. Okay? And they have their own lives to live. It could be backwards, as primitive as anything. But they did not ask for democracy. You know, the American military, the American rank and file military soldier, sailor and marine, we were all duped into believing that we were doing something great for our country and we were doing something great for the world. But I know of two people from the Army. I didn't meet them, but they were on. They were two different guys on two different blog talk shows. When they went over there to Afghanistan. The poppy fields were practically destroyed. The Taliban didn't want the poppy fields to grow. Once they went over there, these sergeants were assigned the duty of protecting the poppy fields so that they would grow back, and then the United States would use the poppies in order to import heroin into the United States and export it to around the world. So we, as soldiers, as vets, we were duped. We were the useful idiots that the Pentagon wanted in order to get their agenda done. And it wasn't democracy. And they didn't give a rat's ass about how many of us died. That's my opinion.
Wow. Well, thank you for the information. We all know that, you know, the U.S. and the, you know, the Pentagon and, you know, politicians, they all have their own agenda. Of course, we all have hidden agendas in the world. And it's all up to God to have the last and final say. Marty, you went over there with good intentions to do what you needed to do as a soldier and as a man of God. So do what you could do. It's Candid Convos with Daniel Anthony. We definitely appreciate the caller for calling in from 231. Thanks for all the listeners on tonight. Daniel, have you enjoyed yourself?
Amen, sure have. It's been a good conversation.
Great conversation. Again, thank you to that caller for all of that information. We are going to get into Daniel's second song of the night. Daniel, you have another song that you also released, part of the double single, titled Wherever I Go. What was the inspiration behind this track, and how can we find it on digital platforms?
Indeed. You know, I want to say that in regards to this particular song, too, it came about shortly after Ryland Jr. sent me his verse for He's Good. And, you know, it was already a song that I was starting to work on. I just had the hook. And, you know, I was working on the track, the same thing, same guy, Darrell Banks. And, you know, for some reason I felt like it was one of those things that just needed to be together with He's Good, because if you put both of them together, Wherever I Go has to do with basically taking God wherever you go. We're supposed to be the light at all times. We're supposed to make sure that we represent God in the fashion that is fitting to God, you know what I mean? So we're supposed to take God wherever we go. So I coupled that with He's Good because it made sense. He's good wherever I go, because no matter where I go, whether I'm going to work, whether I'm going to the store, whatever it is, He's always good. So He's good wherever I go. And that was the main thing about it. I wanted to make sure to put both of them together because, to me, as a whole, it has its own message. Like, each song has their own message, but together it has an even bigger message.
Amen, bro. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into this song before we close the show out. Again, this is Daniel Anthony, our special guest on Candid Convos tonight. Here is his second single titled Wherever I Go, right here on Candid Convos. Keep it locked.
Amen.
Yeah. Lord, you're so instrumental. putting that peace into my mental. Cause if I get a piece of a glimpse, well, I'm out of my mind.
The light of your touch,
you can do so much.
Put in order for your to do.
What you gotta do, I know I gotta do my part. And that means starting my day by inviting you in my heart.
Then you wanna lift my hand,
command my spirit to
give you praise.
The least I could do.
You deserve way more from me.
Billion times that could never be. God, I know my joy comes straight from you, and I want my ways just to be from you. No matter where I go, I know you're with me, and I hope it's
wherever I go.
I learned a long time ago, but I was turning the wrong way. I know I got saved in 8-8, but it didn't take like a bad perm. Nah, I couldn't get it straight.
What?
Who knew the enemy had what would cost me? I made the enemy mad cause he lost me. When the day came in 04 and I raised up my hand, became a new man. Started on my plan to be renewed in Christ. I didn't know that I would have to choose to fight. Stood up to stand up against my sin, trying to make my losses turn into wins.
Long as I had you, I
could never be defeated.
Long as I had you,
my victory is repeated. Like I got all the trophies and gold rings. G-O-D, he's the reason I step
in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. There was Daniel Anthony with Wherever I Go. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. Marty the Greatest and Daniel Anthony in the building. Again, shout out to all of our sponsors and supporters on tonight. Tavy So Wavy, Glory Shalom is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. My older sister, Kanisha. Very talented people tonight. Daniel Anthony, man, I enjoyed the track, bro. Thank you for sending it over. Thank you for being our guest.
Glory to God.
But
thank you.
How can people get a hold of you on social media?
Amen. Well, on Instagram and Twitter, it is @I'm_DAnthony. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/I'm DAnthony. Website is also I'mDAnthony.com. And that's pretty much it. On digital platforms, you can search it on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, whichever you choose, Deezer.
Amen. Now, you said that you have a website, right? Is there like a booking tab or like an email tab that people can get a hold of you to book you for events or maybe for future interviews or anything?
Yeah, there's a couple of tabs. One of them is contact us, and then the other one is also prayer requests. I'm pretty big on, you know, being available as much as God allows me to be. So if anyone needs prayer and they don't, you know, want to actually send a DM in Instagram or anything like that, you can always contact me through there as well. It reaches me on my email, which if you need that as well is neopraisemusic@gmail.com. And you know, that's the best way to get in touch with me as far as anything goes, let alone, you know, prayer and bookings and all that.
Amen. Marty the Greatest, with you being, you know, the greatest host on the show, how can people get a hold of you on social media as well?
Hey, man, Marty the Greatest everywhere. You already know. One word, Marty the Greatest everywhere. Look, I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Man, with Candy Cobbles, you never know what's going to happen. We can have calls.
Right?
We can have processes. You just never know what's going to happen. That's why you got to stay on your toes. But that's why we are the show to listen to, and we will be the show to watch soon. So until then, y'all already know what you got to do. You got to hustle. You got to pray. And don't be afraid to have candy combos. More to the greatest. Take us out, Alicio.
Amen, you guys. I just want to say thank you again to all of our listeners and supporters on tonight. Definitely read the description of this interview with Daniel Anthony. check out the link to our sponsors, and even follow Daniel Anthony at IM_DAnthony on Instagram and everyone on social media. You guys definitely check out his website, IMDAnthony.com. And don't forget to support his music. Check out the YouTube videos. All you got to do is go to YouTube, search Daniel Anthony, He's Good, or Wherever I Go. It's two videos in one, so you're definitely going to enjoy both of them. It's about 6 or 7 minutes. So, you know when you're, you know, if it's late at night and you can't sleep or whatever, jump on YouTube. Watch him, Daniel Anthony. Support him, subscribe, turn on the notifications, because he got more music coming and more music videos coming. You guys do not want to miss it. Like Martin the Greater said, man, we keep it candid on Candid Convos, man. Daniel Anthony, any last remarks?
Just thank you so much, Alicia, for providing this opportunity to people. I'm glad that you've been able to be blessed with this gift. And Marty, it's been a pleasure talking with you as well, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Again, you guys, do not forget, KS Radio Show is this Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The homie Daniel Anthony and Regal Jones will be on the show. I got an hour with the homie Daniel Anthony and an hour with Regal Jones. Man, we got music out the wazoo, including something new from Gloria Shalom. You guys do not want to miss it. Christmas is around the corner, man. We'll see you guys hopefully on Friday or either on next Tuesday. You guys keep it locked. Be blessed. Have a great Tuesday night and a great Wednesday and a great rest of the week as we get prepared for Christmas. We're going to go ahead and close the show out with some brand new Endymion titled Trying. You guys keep it locked, man. I love you guys. We'll see you guys next time. Let's get it.
What will we do now? We've lost it to trying. We've lost it to trying.
Trying to be content, ain't trying to be complacent. Trying to stay grounded while I'm trying to break it. Trying to stay motivated, my motor's waning. I got invitation to the game, don't want to overstay it. Trying to be a great husband, trying to be a great artist. Trying to find inspiration, trying to find where a heart is, yeah. Trying to blow your mind and speaker, trying to buy it, never lease it. Trying to get some time with Jesus. Trying to find my genius, trying to hide my secrets. Trying to find a reason, trying to trust my ideas. Trying to speed the process, trying to stop reading comments. Trying to find some confidence,
I'm trying to find my keys.
I'm trying to be respected, trying to hit the checklist. Trying to reach perfection, trying to leave an impression. Trying to put this phone down for a second, trying to check it. I'm trying to live up to everything I expected. Trying to buy some Bitcoin, trying to buy some loyalty. Trying to find a producer who want more than just the royalty. I'm trying to innovate while everybody trying to imitate. Trying to make it look like I ain't trying. All my life, all I ever did was, I'm just all my life, all I ever did was, I'm just trying to stop trying to start trusting. Trying to stop lusting, trying to stop cussing. Trying to have my name in the top 10 whenever that's in discussion. I'm trying to make a major impact with an indie budget. I'm trying to be present, trying to be faithful, trying to be grateful, trying to be gracious, but I try my patience. I'm trying to be great, trying to find balance, trying to move forward, never go backwards. Ain't trying to be average, live a life that matters. Trying to outrun sadness, eat more salad. Trying to leave my baggage, but I keep on packing. Trying to get back in to the road less traveled, but I need my map. I delete my apps for a week, then I'll be right back. I'm trying to see me in the lack on the west side highway, doing 9 day with the seat lean way back. Beat in the back, I got baggage, I ain't unpacked. I got things that I can't take back. Words that I tell myself way worse than the ones when they attack. Now, one thing I know is for certain, I'm gonna ruin everything, trying to make it perfect. All my life I've been searching
for protection, show the blemish, go to AC. Non-faction, show the love, don't finesse it. Flesh and blood, not the weapon, load it up, get the message, phone them up, get the blessing, rolling up, codependent.
All my life, all I ever did was, I'm just, all my life, all I ever did was,